This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A person in a swamp creature mask sat behind the EPA nominee at a congressional confirmation hearing. Activists from the Clean Water Fund, Environmental America, and Public Citizen staged a demonstration to draw attention to the nominee's long list of conflicts of interest with the oil and gas industry and highlighting his historic anti-environmental past. New York state lawmakers have agreed to impose a statewide ban on most types of single-use plastic bags from retail sales, becoming the second state after California to do so. The funding elimination for the Special Olympics came from Michael Mulvaney's budget office and was among the more than two dozen programs that the office has consistently identified for elimination or reduction because they were deemed ineffective or inappropriate for federal funding. Among other programs targeted is a $1 billion after-school program that serve low-income students, funding of arts education, and a program serving gifted students. City of New Orleans filed suit against a number of oil and gas pipeline companies whose actions have damaged our coastal wetlands and threatened the safety of our people. Morocco is the only Arab country that constitutionally guarantees recognition of its Jewish population, granting it separate laws and courts to regulate matters related to family law. Chinese regulators shut down 6,000 websites last year and over 2 million accounts and social media groups. A new papal law in the Catholic Church calls on church authorities to listen immediately to people who say they are victims and report any credible allegations to prosecutors. Failing to report could mean financial penalties and jail time. Judge Sharon L. Gleason of the U.S. District Court for the District of Alaska concluded that President Barack Obama's 2015 and 2016 withdrawal from drilling of about 120 million acres of Arctic Ocean and about 3.8 million in the Atlantic will remain in full force and effect unless and until revoked by Congress. She wrote that an April 2017 executive order by Mr. Trump revoking the drilling ban is unlawful as it exceeded the president's authority. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.